What next? Okay, we have tentatively scheduled, I think it's the end of November, or 19th of November or something like that. There's another meeting scheduled. But I was asked today whether or not by my assistant whether or not we're going to confirm it, and I said I'd like to see how this meeting goes first. I think the question is whether or not we want to be guided by you guys as well, is whether the next thing we do is get another version of this report updated out to you to circulate it, give you enough time to sit there, reflect on it, and then potentially set up some phone calls for maybe a 60-minute or a 90-minute slot to focus on particular issues if we want to, and then see how that goes. And that allows us to continue to develop the report, keeping in mind that the idea is to try and get out by probably the end of September a draft that you're comfortable enough that we can share with the IFRS Advisory Council. That would be the goal. And then, and I know with planning, it's actually you need to plan in terms of particularly the costs, is whether or not we anticipate that we would spend some time in November doing a wrap-up session in which we would actually think about the feedback we get from our IFRS Advisory Council. Also, because the trustees are meeting that same week, we could take a draft to them and to the DPOC, get some feedback. And so you've got some feedback coming back from those two sources, and then we can think about doing a wrap-up in November. Would that sound like a reasonable approach? It's actually pretty fast for us.
And the meeting would be take place.
The meeting would take place. If that's the case, we would have a wrap-up meeting in November.
This wrap-up would happen in the November meeting.
November.
So it's confirmed.
November meeting then.
Yeah, that would be the idea. And so we meet face-to-face in November, and essentially, if we can, sign off the report. What I would do, it depends if we can do it with remote access, but it's kind of David shaking his head.
I think you'll have enough issues in
November. We'll see. David's he's a pessimist. So yeah, but we'll look at November to see how far we can get and make a decision what we need to do after that. But I'd like to be able to send this to the trustees for our January meeting if we can. And then that means it's basically the group is essentially delivered within 1 year. And I think, because I don't know when the monitoring board will be next with the trustees, but I know there are some particularly interested parties in the monitoring board on our activities in this area.
Yeah. Alan, at the last meeting you mentioned that another objective of this group is to make suggestions for changes in due process handbook, if I recall well what we said last time. So if we complete this report by the end of the year or by the end of November, should we then consider other activities related to this second part, or is it automatic?
No, I think the main goal of this group is to write a report recommending the trustees, basically designing what they think is an appropriate approach to effects and what their board should consider when it's setting standards, etc. And then the question might come out, and Paul mentioned that he thinks we should be a bit cautious. But one of the things you could recommend is that the due process handbook be amended to take account of some things, because you might look at that and say it says it was a better economic resource allocation. Make that explain what that means. In other words, we should, for example, focus that back to the objective of financial reporting, which is about the investors and so on. So it might be that we should consider making those changes. So, now, the question could be, the report could specify or suggest some wording, or the recommendation might be that you ask the trustees and the Due Process Oversight Committee to review the handbook in the light of your recommendations. So it could be either way, depending on where we get to, I think, towards the end of this year.
It seems to me that the time between now and end of September is the most crucial one, because once...
Yeah, and we're heading to August.
The report, that's it. And there's a lot to do.
Yeah.
And I just wonder if it would be an idea to map up how it's going to happen.
Yeah.
We have a more detailed timetable, so we know where we're expecting things, and we know where these phone calls are going to happen.
Yeah,
right. We don't have any phone calls, and how you see that being taken. I mean, will you take comments in the document itself? Is that an idea, or is it drafted by committee on its own? I mean, how are we going to do that?
If you've got comments, I've got a lot of feedback already today, but if you've got lots of comments in terms of the drafting, you're able to give them to me. I've already got ones. Handwritten comments were scanned in. Somebody's just written comments on it. That's been helpful.
I've got a lot of comments, yeah, which I've got written down, but I'm quite happy to just like put them,
yeah,
in the document and send them to you.
What I need to do is to sit down and actually plan and working from,
yeah,
back, I suppose, where we're heading. Because now at least we've got a sense roughly what the document's going to be looking like. It could be I could send you the first part we've written, and then the second part and so on, and send it to you in stages. So you let you know roughly how it looks. When you've got the first part last Friday, you should know what the rest is going to look like, but now you've got you're starting to build up a little sense of the document itself. I'm reluctant to draft by committee. We can, because I know what it's like to draft by committee. But there are cases where I think if we can get on the phone and discuss the sections in there, you're going to get some suggested wording to people and say, look, you need to clarify this, or that wording doesn't quite do it. You say consider, what do you mean by consider, for example. So I agree. I think the best thing to do is just give me an opportunity to put together a timetable, send it around to everybody and say, look, this is what we're aiming at, get drafts to you. And we'll work backwards from there. I think it's about the 18th of October, isn't it? Something like that, I think, for the
18th, I have.
Yeah. Thank you. And so if we do that, we have to try and get it to them about 10 days in advance, maybe 2 weeks. So we're looking at, you know, fairly early October, which means that September is really the big month for us. I mean, the onus is on us to get the next draft out before I go on holiday, I suppose, so that you've got that well in advance. So it kind of keeps all of September for your feedback and our discussions. Does that make sense? So around about probably by the beginning of September, you've kind of got the next whole report.
After you've put together your timeline now, I'm fine if you want to send out.
Yeah.
But I think for the purpose of this talking, within the broader FASB, we don't have to do it. It would be easier to have an entire document. So I would ideally want to have a couple of weeks to be able to have talk about the document in total with people in the room.
And I think, Christelle, you were talking about your process internal. Would you want to complete it before end of September?
I need to consult some commissioner, but I need time to consult my hierarchy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that before the end of September, before the draft comes out?
Well, yeah, that's the issue. There is an alternative, which is not ideal, but we could take extracts, or we could at least write up a paper of some of the key thinking that we take to the advisory council. But clearly, we've got a draft. It's a lot easier to put into work with as well. Seems quite big, but
I think it's important for this group to be very comfortable before.
Yeah,
well,
absolutely.
So I don't want to. We're scheduled to do it in October. If we're not ready, we're not ready.
Well, an alternative to the advisory council and trustees to get them a slide presentation,
yeah,
direction and travel rather,
yeah,
than a draft,
yeah,
report.
Exactly.
But I think for this group, the important thing is getting the next draft ready in time for you to talk to colleagues and consult. And then we can cobble something together so the October meeting's relatively easy if there's going to be an issue on, you know, giving them a full draft.
Yeah.
And whether they could absorb it before this group's finished anyway.
So quality and comfort is ahead of the timetable here. You will aim by the end of September to have one that you're comfortable with, and if you don't, then we'll extract and go to slides. Right, well, thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Don't enjoy the sunshine. Thank you, everybody.